Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is the first part of our conversation with Perry Library Director Mary Murphy. So the year of 2021 is to a close, and for the Perry Public Library, 2021 brought a lot of more normal things that people have come to expect from the library after a 2020 year that really kind of closed the doors there for the Perry Public Library. Of course, people were still able to get books with curbside pickup and things like that, but they weren't able to come into the building. So one of the first major things we can cover is the fact that the library building reopened to the public. So can you just talk to us a little bit about what that felt like and what it's been like to have people able to come in and about the building?
Yes. Well, 2020 will never have that asterisk beside it because all our statistics and attendance, programming, everything at the library will be a testament to the pandemic. But in February of 2021, we reopened the building. We were always there and trying to fulfill all of the library services that we could while inside and all the patrons outside. But we reopened the building in February after 11 months and one day of being closed, the library building being closed. I was looking back on the year and it was just, you look at it and you're like, we've come so far in this pandemic and, you know, wearing masks and wiping down surfaces and being cautious and having variants come up and being more cautious. It's been a really unusual year for us also. So 2021 will have an asterisk on it too, because we didn't open the library fully until like November, where people can rent rooms and have all the library services. We had virtual programming until September of the year. We had summer reading as a virtual program. And I was very glad to say that people did come back for the summer library program because it's our largest program. And we spend a lot of money promoting it because it's so important to literacy to have that summer library program available to children.
Now, when we're talking about the year of 2021, which as we kind of touched on a little bit right there, saw the library reopen to the community and allowing people to come back into the building and really browse those books with their own eyes. You know, how did it feel as a library staff to be able to go through the year of 2020 where people couldn't come into the building, but you were still providing services? But then in the year 2021, the building was able to be reopened. And how did that feel to have patrons back in the building?
Oh, it was like greeting family again after you haven't seen them for a long time. You talk to them on the phone and you talk to them outside, but having them come into the library is like inviting them back into that special place where they can experience, you know, their own browsing. They can work on the computers. They can get their copies. One of the things that we do at the library that I think we're the only ones in town is that we fax. And it may sound really old-fashioned, but a lot of people fax. If you need legal documents sent, we're it. But no, it was like a welcome home to all of our patrons for the staff. The staff was like, oh, especially Miss Suzanne and her kids. She was ecstatic to see her kids again in September.
No, you kind of just led right into it right there. Kids were able to come back into the library for those programs, which as we've kind of discussed before with the children's programming, a lot of it is centered around, you know, Miss Suzanne being able to physically see the kids and interact with them. So as a staff, you know, how did it feel to have some of your most important patrons coming back into the library and getting to enjoy that programming?
I think it's great because the kids missed us too. They missed coming into the library. There's something that we've learned about human interaction during this whole pandemic is that I found it really interesting is when people would come and talk to me, they wanted to be really close and share that encounter, human interaction. And I really found it interesting that we are creatures that are, you know, need that social interaction. And having that with our patrons is part of our job. And we love that, and we missed it.
Now, in terms of other things that made their return this year, there was, of course, the library programming that returned back to in-person for adults as well. So can you just talk to us a little bit about how that aspect of the library felt coming back and being able to be held in person again for kind of that adult and teen programming?
Yes. Well, we have we had quarterly classics meet again in person. We had our monthly book club meet in person. We had our craft club meet in person. We have continued to do the virtual mystery book club across Zoom, but you know, it was just where one person's Wi-Fi was glitchy, and so that kind of ruins the whole experience for that person. We have to kind of hope that everything works well when you're doing virtual programming, and anything can disrupt it. So it just poses more challenges than coming to the library and being in person.
Now, kind of two events that the Perry Public Library is heavily involved in is Las Posadas and, of course, the Latino Festival, which made their return. Of course, 2020 was the year of a lot of normal activities not being able to be held. So in terms of those two celebrations, you know, how did it feel that 2021 was the year that those were able to return?
We were really pleased. I am on the board of Hispanics United for Perry. So I am a presence at the Latino Fest, or the library is a presence at the Latino Fest and Las Posadas. And it's really great to push literacy at these events. And at the Latino Fest, we gave away books, and we also sponsored the caricatures artist. But no, we just had Las Posadas on the 17th, and we sponsored the storyteller. And we did a craft afterwards that the library sponsored. So I'm really pleased about that. It's kind of a cool tradition to start your Christmas season of observing the journey of Mary and Joseph.
And that was the first part of our conversation with Perry Library Director Mary Murphy. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.